Gopijana Balava Giribharadhari Gopijana Balava Giribharadhari Jasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Gaura Nitaya Gaura Nitaya Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. श्राधा मारजु की जय प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णु पर परमहंस फड़ी प्रजा का चार्ज अष्ट थरोसत श्री श्रीमान ही सिवाय ग्रेस वह चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन प्रतिष्ठ आचार्य जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोट वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गरधर शिवा शरी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप सीमा धाम की जय गंगमयी की जय जमुनमयी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गो प्रेमानंदी हरि समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय प्रेज Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, Text Number 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shulabha juri viprashe Hiyani vritas tanu taja Natata tirta ajate Shradhaya yidanat tyaja Shulabha juri viprashe He anispritas tanu tyaja Natata tita ajate Shradhaya tidana tyaja Shulabha judi viprarshe He anritas tanu tajaya Natata tirta ajate Shradhayati dana chaja. Shulabha judi viprashe. Hiyani vrita sanu teja. Natata tirta ayate. Shradhaye dana chaja. Shula Bhuda Viprashe Yanvrita Sanutaka matrices. Sulapayuti viprashe yani vrita sanutyaja natata titayate sharhaya yedamatyaja Sulapayuti viprashe Yani vrita sanujayaj natata tirta ayate svarhayati dhanatyaja Shulabha, very easily obtained. Judy. In the battlefield, Viprarishi, O best of the Brahmanas, he, indeed, Anivrita, not being afraid of fighting, Tanu Tyaja, and thus lay down their lives, Na, not, Tata, as, Tiriti Ayate, on the arrival of a saintly person who creates holy places, Shraddhaya, with faith and devotion, yea, those who, Dana Tyaja, can give up their accumulated wealth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, the Boy Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. O best of the Brahmanas, many men have laid down their lives on the battlefield, being unafraid of fighting, but rarely has one gotten a chance to give his accumulated wealth faithfully to a saintly person who creates holy places. Please repeat. O best of the Brahmanas, many men have laid down their lives on the battlefield, being unafraid of fighting. But rarely has one gotten the chance to give his accumulated wealth faithfully to a saintly person who creates holy places. Purport. Many Kshatriyas have laid down their lives on the battlefield for their nation, but hardly a person can be found who has given up all of his property and accumulated wealth in charity to a person worthy of the gift. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 17:20, Datevyam mititad danam Diyati anupakarinim deshakalicha patricha tad dhanam shatvikam smritam. That gift which is giving out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of a return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. Thus, charity giving in the proper place is called Shatvika. And above this charity in goodness is transcendental charity, in which everything is sacrificed for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vamanadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had come to Bali Maharaj for alms. How could one get such an opportunity to give charity? Therefore, Bali Maharaj decided without hesitation to give the Lord whatever he wanted. One may get various opportunities and lay down his life on the battlefield. But such an opportunity as this is hardly ever obtained. Om Agyanta Midandasya Jananjanan Shalakayo Takshuran Meditanjina Tasmaya Shri Guru Vinaya जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव हरि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि। So, Bali Maharaj is speaking here to his spiritual master. Lord Vamanadeva has appeared. He's asking for 3 paces of land. And Shukracharya is pointing out that, no, this actual person is Vishnu. You don't give him. He'll take away everything you've got. So Bali Maharaj, being a devotee, he said that if this is Vishnu, then this is the purpose of all activities, is to please Lord Vishnu. And now that same Lord Vishnu has appeared before me, and he's asking me why I shouldn't give it. But Shukracharya, because of his demoniac association, he couldn't appreciate that one should give everything away to even the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he is there. He's still concerned of his own material welfare, being the priest of the demons. He's saying that so many Kshatriyas have laid down their lives on the battlefield. So that is expected. Krishna says those in Bhagavad Gita, those who go to battle, that they're not creating the battle, but they're going to battle. Someone else is causing the battle, but they're going to the battle to curb the enemies who is attacking, going to attack. What does Krishna say? Happily they they're fighting. They're unsought. They're fighting, but they're not. It's unsought. They're not going out picking trouble, looking for how to increase my kingdom and kill everyone. But the battle is coming unsought. That means the enemy are coming to them. They're being attacked. So here is the country is very ready to counteract the opposing party. And he's ready to lay down his life because he knows that happy are the Kshatriyas who dedicate their life. Next life they'll go back to Godhead. If they die on the battlefield, it's a glorious death for the Kshatriya. They go back to, at least they go back to the heavenly planets. Devotees will go back to Godhead. Bali, he was like he went back to Godhead. He went down to Patala, Shutala, but Loka. But he was enjoying like a heavenly planet. And Bali and Lord Vamanadeva there was also living. So he could get darshan of Lord Vamanadeva and Lord Vamanadeva on the same planet. So that was his destination. So anyway, the idea, the point of this part of the chapter is how Bali Maharaj has surrendered everything to Krishna. And it's such a great thing. The Kshatriyas, it's expected it's going to happen. And it may happen all of a sudden, overnight. The enemy is attacking. Well, you should be ready to lay down your life and just go and attack. That's their duty. But for someone to give up all of their charity, that's something different. Not every, you know? As doing their duty as a Kshatriya, they're willing to fight. But if they were asked another time, you please give up all of your charity, that's a little bit more difficult. The battle is impending. They must retaliate the attack. It may be just come all of a sudden they may attack, so they have to. So that often is coming, that's happening. Two parties are having two wars, one war or two armies are coming, and they have to be prepared and have to kill. And so they do it in that mood of going to the heavenly planets. If we're killed here, we'll go enjoy this earthly planet. If we go back, we'll enjoy in the heavenly planet. So a lot of soldiers on the battlefield. And they will have that same spirit. But how many people, if asked, give up all of your wealth during times of peace? You should give up all of your wealth. How many would be willing to do that, of all those big brave Kshatriyas? And so it's not a common thing. So he's saying, such an opportunity where he could be involved in his sacrifice of giving everything to Bali Maharaj is hardly ever even obtained before. But this is what is actually desired. Manasa deho geho jo kichumor aur pilantu apadi nanda kishore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is required. Mind, body, home, whatever is mine. O youthful son of Nanda, to your lotus feet do I consign. So this is, we are surrendering everything. This is, we are told this the very first day we come to ISKCON, or at least in the first few weeks you're going to hear it. You've got to surrender, surrender to the Lord, become pure devotees, surrender everything. So we follow it as far as we can. We get shaved up, we surrender our clothes and put on devotional clothes, and everything is changed, or so many things are changed. But everything is changed. Anyway, we see from Prabhupada how he surrendered. What was Prabhupada's process? He surrendered to the instructions of his spiritual master. Vyashatmika buddhi rekiha kurunandana. Single-minded determination, fixed on one point. What is that point? That point is the order of the Guru, executing the order of the Guru. So this is how Prabhupada, he surrendered everything by making the order of his Guru his life and soul. And as a result, it was a success story. Srila Prabhupada was successful in his mission. So he surrendered. We all know the troubles that Prabhupada had to try even to get out of India and to get into America. But Prabhupada was still fixed on that order of his Guru, fulfilling the order of his Guru, no matter what the circumstance was. But Srila Prabhupada actually, he did it. He surrendered everything to establishing the order of his Guru Maharaj. So actually most kings, but most wars, it's because the king wants something. He wants money, he wants wealth, he wants to occupy more land, he wants to make his kingdom bigger. That's generally the reason why there's a war. They want to expand, they're greedy. They may be bona fide if they think they can rule the citizens better than the others, and if the king's going to be an upgrade, then it's okay. But mostly they don't really know the real duty of a king. or administrators to see to the welfare of the citizens, the happiness of the citizens. That becomes the first order. Of course, they don't follow like that nowadays, but most of the wars we see, are they want to accumulate more and more and more like that. So, even to the extent of, we to expand our kingdom, we'll kill all the whole of the other, the party, the other war, and we have a war and we'll kill everyone. They go to that extent, just simply to increase money and fame and prestige and locality. So here they're asking that if you can maintain your reputation, then that's very good. Because everything in your kingdom will finish, you will finish, everything will finish, all the money will finish in due course of time. But your reputation will not finish. So therefore, we're reading this story. This is it, that Shakti Yuga, isn't it? Oh, the dwarf Treta. Prahlad Maharaj? Anyway, Shakti Yuga or Treta Yuga. Anyway, I remember what I was going to say. Anyway, like Baliraj. Okay, yeah, Baliraj. So yeah, he's famous. He's still famous. I was the different yugas, whether Treta Yuga or Shakti Yuga. But it's coming from that time, and I think it's Shakti Yuga. Yeah? So he's still famous. Hiranyakashipu is also famous, as he was a great demon, but he was a great warrior also. He was, and so all these great kings, although they're demoniac, still their names are here mentioned thousands and thousands of years later, even millions of years later. So they're better that you keep, if you can gain a good reputation, that's much better to maintain that and give everything else up. But if you can maintain that, that'll be the best thing. Your reputation will always grow, be with you, it'll always be there. And you'll be famous for that, but you won't be famous for anything else. If you tried to accumulate anything else, you wouldn't have been famous. Nobody would have remembered. But he is doing these acts of sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord or the satisfaction of the citizens, then one becomes very famous in history after thousands of years. So actually Bali Maharaj is talking to addressing Shukracharya, you're a Brahmana, so your reputation will be held. That'll be good. You'll always have that good reputation. So he was actually speaking to Shukracharya, because Bali Maharaj himself, he's not interested in reputation. Devotees are not interested in reputation. They're interested in Krishna's service. The reputation comes from the karmakandhi, from wanting some recognition from your work. It's good work. You're doing good. And you should get recognition materially, but for pure devotees, they don't care for recognition. So this is not the reason why Bali Maharaj isn't doing this just for recognition. He's talking like this, but he's talking to Shukracharya, so because he has this mentality of Karmakanda mentality. So when he's talking like that, it's not for Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj is a pure devotee of the Lord. Oh, must be. And so he doesn't want it, he doesn't care for fame, reputation. Devotees, he has a different identity. He doesn't expect any respect from him for himself. So it's bewildering. So this is why Krishna recommends surrender, complete surrender. This chapter is Bali Maharaj's surrender. So Krishna is also demanding surrendering. Sarvadhanam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. You give up all varieties of religion and surrender to me. So if your variety of religion is dharmic, I'll perform my duties nicely, and then as a result of that I'll get a reputation that'll live forever practically. That's dharmic, but Bali Maharaj is he's surrendering to Vamanadeva is transcendental. He's beyond dharma, beyond the dharma shastra. It's very good, but this is what Bali Maharaj is doing is transcendental. He's not interested in the welfare, but he's interested in satisfying Vishnu, Krishna. Vamanadeva is there right directly before him. That's his interest. Haritoshanam. That we have to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the greatest sacrifice that we are performing. That whatever your dharma is, you think if it's not for the satisfaction of Krishna, then we can do some rethinking. So our dharma should be the pleasure of Krishna. Bindati, the wife of Bali, because Bali surrenders everything, and Bindati says, well, what have you really got to surrender? It's a big talk, and you're surrendering everything, but actually, what do you actually have? What do you own that you can surrender? If you think you got something. So, this is what we are coming to the point of when Krishna is demanding sarva dhanam parityaja, give up all those dharmas that are not favorable for Krishna's service. So that's Krishna's demand. So it's my memory is getting bad. I'm getting the glories of old age. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada used to say that also. Oh, I cannot remember now. My memory is getting bad. But he knew Krishna, so he knew everything. Anyway, we're asked to surrender. Okay, this is the greatest thing. Surrender everything. But you know, then the next question is, who am I? that I've got to surrender. Do I know who I am? If I don't know who I am, how can I surrender? Or what can I surrender? So this was Sanatana Goswami when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramkali or Prayag? Rupan Sanatan. First Ramakali. Yeah. Anyway, they approached Sanatana Goswami is the Sambandha Acharya. He's establishing our relationship with Krishna. So he approached Lord Chaitanya as an ideal to set the example with a piece of grass between his teeth, showing humility, lower than a blade of grass. And he said that people are calling me learned. They're calling me Pandit. You are very learned. And I'm thinking also, I am very learned. Because I'm a minister. That's a big position. A minister for the Mughal government also. They like to put their men in, but if there's a highly more qualified man, they accept from the other caste. So they were ministers of Nawab Hussain Shah. Very, very learned. He was such a trusted man that the Nawab Hussain Shah wanted Sanatana. He was more or less running the kingdom when the king was, Nawab Hussain Shah was going fighting wars. He left, Sanatana was in charge of administration, and so it's a big position. And he was extremely wealthy. They had a boatload of gold. And with anyway, they Sanatana said, "Yeah, so I'm learned. I know how to speak Parsi. I know Urdu. I know Hindi. I know Sanskrit. I know Bengali." That's a Pandit, he knows all these things. And people, they are calling me Pandit, and I'm saying, yes, I'm a Pandit. But actually, I'm such a fool that I don't even know who I am. So Sanatana is our Sambandha Acharya, but this is his mood. He's showing us by his example how we want to establish a relationship with Krishna. With the beginning with this, take a blade of grass and make inquiries like Sanatana Goswami. Swami holding on to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm completely bewildered. I don't know who I am. I don't know if I'm this body. It certainly feels like I am this body. I act through the body like a body, and I adopt the names of the body and relationships with the body. It all seems very, very real. But actually the body, is, Krishna says, these are my elements, earth, water, fire, air. They're just material elements. So how? The body is dead matter. So how can I be the body? Or the higher the intelligence is higher than the gross. Bhakta Bhishma Dev in where does he live? Across the river, Janamuni. Janamuni Ashram. Bhishma Dev stays at Janamuni Ashram. And Bhishma Dev is... He came here to visit Janamuni because Janamuni is his uncle. Because the father of Bhishma is Ganga Devi. And Janamuni swallowed the Ganga, so he became the father of Ganga. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was making the prakram. He goes to Bhishma Tala in Janudvipa. And he meets Bhakta Bhishma Dev. He's got blackish body, 12 tilaks, Japamala, Kuntimala, Chandan, Paka Vaishnava, chanting Hare Krishna. He said, Krishna gave me this benediction. When I left my body at Kuruketra, Simultaneously, Krishna said, you will take another, you will get one body to serve Krishna and one body to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Simply because you visited your uncle there one time, that's all. Because of that association, a little bit of association living on the Dham. Krishna said, when you leave your body, you will get the body to serve Mahaprabhu and Krishna in Navadvip. So he's giving Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructions, and he says how the glories of the Dham, the transcendental nature of the Dham. But as long as your intelligence still sticks to material identity, then the Dham will not be visible. You will not have a revelation. It will not reveal. As long as the intelligence still sticks to material identity. I think my intelligence does. My intelligence is telling me I am this, I am that. I am the enjoyer, the controller. So very difficult to understand who we are. Mind is king. Mind is the king. And very, very strong. Nobody can defeat the mind. It's ruthless. And always he will be on top. He won't let anyone else be on top. This is how the mind... And Krishna said, it's my material element. But we become so absorbed in the mind. We are identifying with the mind. Because the mind is the enjoyer and controller. The Hankara principle is forgetfulness of Krishna. Avidya. Ahankara means I am this body. I am this identity. Through ignorance, Krishna covers you in ignorance. From me come remembrance and like me, forgetfulness. So Krishna gives you forgetfulness of who you are. Jiva Srupaya Krishna Nityadas. If you know that, you can't be the enjoyer in the material world. So Krishna covers it at this understanding of Jiva Srupaya Krishna Nityadas. Krishna covers it, otherwise how you can enjoy it? So that's the first covering, avidya, forgetfulness of Krishna. Then you can begin to enjoy. And what is that enjoyment? That is simply the Ahankara principle. I and mine. I am this body. And this world is mine to enjoy. So this is Shankarshan's potency. It's a dictation from Shankarshan. Into the I am the controller and I am the enjoyer. This is music for my ears. I always knew I was the controller and enjoyer. I always want to be the controller and enjoyer. And the hankar is, his dictation is telling me, yes, you are the controller, you are the enjoyer. So, bewildered by the ahankara, the mind is just going on its own, making its own programs, what I like, what I don't like. So how we can surrender to Krishna? We really don't know who we are. Are we the mind? Are we the... It appears like we are. But we're not. Maya, not this. I am not this body. Maya means I am this body. So this is, we have to surrender. So how we can surrender? First of all, we've got to know, understand who we are. If we don't know who we are, how we can surrender? We're thinking with this dead matter, earth, water, fire, air, mind, intelligence, these are my material energies, Krishna says. But we're identifying with them. And mind is king. He'll always let you know that. What I says goes. As much as with my potency. So Sanatan Goswami, he said, I don't know who I am. I don't know if I'm the body or I'm the soul or I'm the mind or infinity. I don't know who I am. But whatever I am, that I'm surrendering unto you, Krishna. I'm bewildered. I don't know who I am. But whatever I am, that I'm surrendering unto you, Krishna. That much I can do. I don't know who I am, but whatever I am, let me just surrender that. And when Krishna wants to reveal, or the Holy Name wants to reveal, when He is ready, when we are qualified to receive the blessings from Guru, and they can reveal our real identity beyond all these material elements as the eternal soul, this Jiva Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das. So we have to surrender our identity to Krishna. That's a big thing. Big thing to, after billions and billions of universal lifetimes of identifying ourselves to be the controller and the enjoyer, now we've got to come to the point of surrendering. Not so easy. But anyway, by the association of devotees, pure devotees, who are so powerful, it says here that they turn any place into a place of pilgrimage. This is the potency of the great devotees. Few places in Bhagavatam it mentions about that. Was it when Madhura came? Oh Maitreya. What places did you purify in your travels? Even the Ganga gets purified. What places of pilgrimage did you purify? Even if they're not places of pilgrimage, they make that place a place of pilgrimage. Prabhupada went to America and created New Vrindavan. He said, this is none different than other Vrindavan. West Virginia. Prabhupada said, no, this is none different than Vrindavan. The Bodhis were there, the chanting. Prabhupada was there. He made it into a place of pilgrimage. So main identity in this world is I am the controller and I am the enjoyer. We want to control a situation wise so we can enjoy it. Practically that's the main identity, the false identity. Oh, this is the hankara. This is the hankara potency or principle. And the living entities, there's in the beginning of creation, when Mahavishnu breathes out and creates the universe, at that time, there is no modes of material nature manifested. So its consciousness is pure at that time. Everything else is unmanifested. But the living entities are coming with the glance from Vishnu. And the living entity is in pure consciousness, Vasudev consciousness. I think the third canto, yeah? The process of creation. Not the process of creation. Fundamental principles of material nature, that chapter. The living entity, he is in Vasudev consciousness because there is no manifestation of the modes of material nature. So he's in pure consciousness. Vasudev. Then the dictation from Shankarshan comes. Shankarshan is the Lord, Master of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the Hankara principle. In the Vishwarup, universal form of the Lord, material form, then Lord Shiva is also part of that form. He's the Hankara principle in Lord, in the Vishwarupa's form, universal form. We have Hankara, so Krishna, we can't have something that he doesn't have. So also he has Hankara principle, that's a false ego, Shankarshan's potency. So when that dictation comes to the living entity in pure consciousness, control and enjoyer, I'm the control and enjoyer. And the living entity said, yes, exactly what I wanted. Thank you. I'll adopt you. So he gets covered with a hankara. Because I want to be the control and I want to be... He could have gone back to Godhead. He could have made a choice. But due to the influence of that ahankara principle, he blew it. We blew it. We're all here now. Luckily we're in Sridhar Mayapur. But anyway, this is the situation, how difficult it is to understand how intricate everything is, how to get out of it. The mind is simply under the false impression of the ahankara principle. He has factually become the enjoyer and the controller of... Anyway, the if we got to surrender everything, we have to understand who we are. Otherwise, how we can surrender? Anyway, manasya deho geho jo kichuma. Whatever is mine, I don't know what I am, but whatever is mine, if I'm pure consciousness or impure consciousness, that I surrender unto you, Krishna. Satan goes from, I don't know who I am, I'm completely bewildered. I'm the Sambandaracharya, I'm supposed to know, but I'm acting as a bewildered, completely bewildered. But whatever I am, whatever is my identity, that I will use for serving Krishna. That identity, Jiva Surupa Nitya Krishna. That is my identity. I may not have a realization, but I know Mahaprabhu said that, I know Prabhupada said that, I know the Haparamparaha is saying that. We may not have a realization. But whatever we, however we identify ourselves, it should be as a servant, or the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Then that's the beginning of spiritual life. You get your sambandha, you get an awakening, you realize what is actually the soul becomes manifest. Uncovered, now it's covered. And all we're dealing with, mind, intelligence, ego, and all these different elements. Nothing to do with the soul. Soul is covered. But there comes a time when it becomes uncovered. By the mercy of Krishna's devotees. Or Krishna, if you're fortunate also. Then we can understand our factual, realize our factual position as the eternal servants of Krishna. And utilize everything in Krishna's service. No more bewilderment. I have now regained my memory by your grace, Krishna. Arjuna said. Before he was in illusion. He couldn't remember who he was. But at the end, now I have regained my memory. I know who I am. By your grace, Krishna. He accredits his grace to Krishna. Because he's Guru. So Guru will reveal. So what we can do? We can simply try to attract the attention of Guru and Krishna by our activities, our devotional activities. If they are pleased with us, then they can reveal. If they're not pleased, we have to wait a bit longer. So that's our function anyway, try to satisfy the Lord and his devotees. And then revelation will be there, sambandha will be there. We'll be able to see clearly our remembrance Remembrance means of myself. Now I regain my memory. I know who I am. I'm the soul. Krishna Arjuna says. He just heard Bhagavad Gita. Only took him half an hour to get self-realized. I can remember myself. By your grace, Krishna. Anyway, we have Lord Vamanadeva is on our side. The Shukacharya is on the other side. He's on the demoniac mentality side. Vamanadeva is on our side. So who's going to win? Who will win the battle? Vamanadeva, he can stick his foot through the earth, water, fire, air, mind, intelligence, ahankara. He can stick his toe right through all those coverings and pierce the end of the spiritual realm. He's on our side. Lord Vamanadeva. This is how we have. He's our leader. He's Krishna. So how Parampara is coming from Krishna. So that's who we have on our side. Krishna. And the Parampara. So who's going to win the battle? Shri Vamanadeva ki. Yeah, so there was a nice song by Jayadev, from England, rock and roll singer. And one verse I like, he said, "And Maya's web lies undone at your lotus feet." Very nice, huh? This was Prabhupada, he's singing a song about Prabhupada. "Maya's web lies undone at your lotus feet." But this is Prabhupada. He came and revealed everything. Otherwise, Maya is like a web, spider web, you get caught. But Prabhupada came to remove this illusion, this false identity, and establishing our real identity by giving us devotional service. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. What we need more than anything else in this world is service. So that Mahaprabhu has come to give, and Guru has come to give. Here is service. How you perform your service, that is your bhakti. But the service is being given. Now how you value that service, how you perform it, that is up to each individual. So you perform your service in the mood of satisfying Krishna, or you're doing service in the mood of satisfying myself. So the speed of revelation depends on sincerity of the devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Lord Vamanadeva ki jai, Bhakta Bali Maharaj ki jai. Itai go premanandi. Hari Hari go. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any comment? Question? 1 minute past. Abhay, Prabhu. Abhay.
Haribol.
Haribol.
Thank you for the wonderful class to Harivas Prabhu.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, you were saying that if we don't know who we are, then how do we know what to surrender to Krishna? And then you said that whatever we are, we surrender to Krishna, whatever we have. So the question is, it seems, just the way I'm thinking, in the beginning, kind of thinking is very nice. In fact, that should be the way of thinking. But then when things get too difficult and mind doesn't surrender, then you start to think, oh well, maybe I should figure out what Varna I am. And then Varna.
Oh, okay.
Vaishya, Kshatriya, Sudra, Brahman. And from there I'll do some service. It'll be easier. So my question is, how important is that, whether it's worth to actually try to figure out your propensity or whatever you would call it, and work from there. Because sometimes the things that gets too complicated, and life is short, I'll just who cares about all that? Just chant Hare Krishna and tell the mind to shut up. So how important is that to acknowledge or try to find out one's varna?
It's important because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come to give it, this process of Vedi Sadhana Bhakti or Varnashram, etc. And Dharma. Mahaprabhu is giving it as a secondary process. And the six Goswamis, Mahaprabhu has come to give prema. Krishna prema padayati, here, take it. If you can. If you can't take it, then he's giving the second best. This is the rules and regulations of Vedi Sadhana Bhakti, which Krishna doesn't accept. But in the spiritual realm. But we don't have any option. We don't know who we are. We're bewildered. So we have our duty to perform. So better that we take to the positive. What is the positive? Krishna demands sarvadhanam parityajaman. Give up all those. I just spoken all these different situations. Dharma, Vanashram Dharma, I've spoken Vanashram Dharma, now Krishna's saying, give up that Dharma, right? I've spoken the Dharma of Maya, the Dharma of renunciation, the Dharma of all these different Dharmas. And in the end, Krishna says, now give up all of those Dharmas and just surrender to me. I'll take care, don't worry, Masujan. Whatever you are, that I'm surrendering you to Krishna, okay, here is the service, you just perform your service. But not necessary. From Krishna's angular vision, better you choose the direct path and that directly surrender. But if you can't do that, then here's this one, this path, this path. They're all different dharmas, all the different types of yoga, jnana yoga, sandha yoga, vanashram dharma, they're all different dharmas. So why are all these different dharmas there? Because there's different persons. And they're all attached to the idea of being the controller and enjoy. And I'll control like this through Varnashram, I'll control through Yan, I'll control through yoga, I'll control through. But Krishna says, give up all these, they're all nonsense dharmas. Because we have that desire to control in a certain way, then Krishna's created all these different processes. Do it this way, as a bona fide way. I'm speaking myself, all these dharmas. So you follow that, it's good. But Krishna says, I don't want that. I don't want you to follow all these dharmas. I want you to give them all, to surrender to me. But that's why Krishna spoke them. Simply because of this idea we are attached to being the controller. Okay, you control this process of yoga. Because you want to be the controller. Control the process of Varnashram. Because you want to be a controller. So therefore I've created all these different yogas and everything. To satisfy, to cater for each individual's desire to control in a certain way. So if the propensity to holding on to this idea of being the controller is too strong, then you follow the regulated principles of devotional service. Second best. But Krishna is recommending first class, sarva-dhana, give up all of the other dhammas and take to the dharma of surrender.
What if, what if you're put into a service that you're not comfortable with? Like if I had come to the temple and they said, I want you to be a pujari, I would have gone, ooh. I can't do this. No, surrender, just do it. I wouldn't have been able to do it for 40 some years, I can tell you that. I couldn't do it because that's not who I am. At least I had that part down. So I was engaged doing something that was easy for me to do, so to speak. Like you were probably engaged to be a pujari. Hopefully maybe that's what you really wanted to do in devotional service. I think what I was trying to get to is, if you can't find who you are in devotional service, you always feel like you're just not quite getting something right. Something's wrong. Why aren't I just comfortable doing what I'm doing in devotional service? So will we always be put in a position or find a position that we will be comfortable and be able to succeed in devotional service? Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was an explanation. Yeah, no, that's why it's... we're given the topmost thing. Krishna consciousness is the topmost. We got to be doing something. We got to be doing something. So we come to Krishna consciousness. Here is something you do. At least it's Krishna's service. Krishna consciousness, well, at least in the 60s and 70s, the temple commander was there. He was, you would touch his feet, you would, whatever he said you will do. There was a very strong mood of surrender there. We were just doing it because Prabhupada told us to do it. You got to surrender, Prabhupada, you got to surrender. We tried our best. Didn't work with everyone. Not everybody could continue it. We see the good examples and we follow in their footsteps. But it's not only your problem, my boy. I don't know who I am either. Except Krishna's servant. Somehow or another I was attracted to the deity service, so for me I was quite happy. I was I know you're looking, you're always looking here and there for this service to get that satisfaction. And then he ends up, you're running after the bus. Hey, stop, I'm coming back on the Masankirtan bus and going out again. Then he comes back, I'm never going to go out again. I feel this. The bus, beep, beep, beep. Hey, wait for me, I'm going on the Masankirtan again. Anyway, here's a very good attitude so that Krishna notices the attitude of bewilderment, but Krishna notices that. He will not forget. Krishna says, maybe Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying, the devotee is advancing. And actually Krishna comes to him and he says that, how can I ever forget you, my devotee? He said, you're always performing different services. Sometimes you stayed whole night. Sometimes you were even doing nijals, nijala kodasi, whole day fasting without taking water, staying up whole night doing services for me. How can I ever forget you? How can I ever? So he said, Krishna always remembers all the services. So Krishna's on our side, so we don't worry. He's our worshipful deity, he's our worshipful Lord. Everyone is under this bewilderment, it's not a new thing. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. I think you should ask me after because it's time for breakfast. Hare Krishna. Thank you.